It used to be unquestioned that everyone wanted to be a hero and everybody wanted to be a better hero than the next person. What has happened in the last 50 years or so, it's quite astonishing, is that the notion of the hero has in many ways been replaced by the notion of the victim. And everyone is competing to be a worse victim than the other. And you see this in all kinds of things. One thing in Europe that's particularly strong at the moment is that members of Eastern European countries are often claiming that their victimhood needs to be recognized as seriously as the victims of the Holocaust. So you have this quite extraordinary international competition to be the biggest victim. Now, obviously part of that was a sign of a progressive turn. That is, it used to be the case that the victims were simply the refuse of history, and it was heroes who wrote the history, and the victims weren't at all even remembered often. But we don't think about the fact that what we've done in making this reversal is not only giving the victims a voice, which I think is a good thing, it's making what the world did to you the criterion of recognition rather than what you do to and in the world.